Let me bang.
I do let you bang.
Let me bang you, Jesus, man.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Greetings, marriage and virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, for gay Jesus, people.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
Who the fuck is that guy?
What's up, people? Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. Me, Adam Hunter. We got a great show today. We have Chitty Bang on. Chitty Njigwani just got a UFC contract. His brother, Anthony Njigwani, also was in the UFC. Now he's in 1FC. And we have Gerald Mearshart. We got a great squad. Two guys that have stood me up the last couple weeks. So let's see if they actually show up this week. I'm not counting on it, but we'll try.
Bang Bang. What did you say?
He goes by Chitty Bang.
Chitty Bang. I love it.
Yeah. Not titty bang, which is a whole different thing, which I've never really been into titty fucking, actually. I just feel like I don't hate it. I just think that there's other, you know, right? I mean, the mouth is there. The vagina is there. It's just, you know.
I have very specific boobs to make it worthwhile.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's not just, you can't do it with anybody. The worst is when you like try to do it with some girls and they're not big enough. And then it's just you end up like hitting the girl's bottom of her chin or something, or it's just.
Way to go.
It just seems like it's just great. It's one of those things, a great idea in theory, but then when you actually do it, it's just, send me, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I mean, there, you know, I'd rather titty fuck than not titty fuck. So, you know, it's a matter of one of those things, which is not what this is all about. It's not planned, by the way. I was talking about Anthony Chitty Njigwani. So are you in a bathroom right now? Where are you right now?
I'm actually in my doctor's office in Manhattan. How crazy is that? And I go, do you have an extra room? Cause I got to do right now. Yeah. Right here. She basically put me in a storage closet.
What are you the doctor for?
I just, you know, this is like, it was my GP for like 10 years and I've never had insurance, but now I have insurance. So I'm like, fuck it. I might as well get my app.
Wait, so you're getting a colonoscopy right now after this?
Yeah, but that's after hours. No, I got like vitamin B, flu shot, just my drugs.
You are the most mysterious. You're the nicest. A lot of people are very mysterious, but they're just like, they seem shady. Like there's something very like, you're like so nice and but you're mysterious. Like I never know where you are. Why are you in New York? Are you doing comedy in New York? What are you doing?
You know a TV show called City on the Hill?
I don't.
Nobody does, which is always depressing when you book a show that's heard of. But it's it's with Kevin Bacon.
Wow.
And so, so season three, I'm playing like I'm basically I. Who knows what they do? Like I'm recurring, right? So I have like a 5 or 6 episode arc as like the bad guy. But the way these shows work when you're recurring is if they don't like you or the audience doesn't like you, like if Twitter doesn't fucking talk about you, then they kill you off after 3 episodes. You know what I mean?
Oh my God! Really? That's
I got. We have a bunch of Russian troll farms and fucking make them talk about, I love this new racist on City on the Hill.
What, is it on CBS or Fox or Showtime?
Yeah.
Nice. That's great. Good for you, man. You're working all the time, dude. I like it. I like it. Good for you. So we have a lot to talk about. Number one, very, very important is Demi Lovato. She's in the news because she thinks it's disrespectful to call aliens aliens. They should be called extraterrestrials. Have you heard about this?
I did hear about this.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just, they have their own pronouns now, aliens.
Yeah. Is this disrespectful to people who are actual aliens, like aliens or something? By the way, dumb she is. Did you see the video of her when someone said, hey, what's your favorite dish? Have you seen this video?
No.
Stupid she is. She goes, what's your favorite dish? She goes, I think my favorite dish is like a mug. I love mugs. They can keep like hot. Like she wasn't being sarcastic. She thinks she was talking about like S word or like China.
Right, right, right. Well, I think the alien's even dumber. But the thing about it is like everyone loved Demi Lovato before she started talking. It's like she's really good at singing, right? And she's good at acting, I guess. She was a Disney star or something. She was like good at, like I think she should just stick to things that people like write for her or if they have like a beat or something. It's what, yeah. Like, you don't have to have an opinion on everything. You could just have an opinion on things that you know about, you know? Yeah. I think that's the problem, is that people are asking the wrong people for their opinions. They assume because you're good at one thing, you're just great at something else. I don't know about that.
Stars, like, they have to make the transition from, like, Disney star to adult, and it's always awkward, you know what I mean? Like all of a sudden they got to come out with like some story about being molested for 14 years at the studio or like their dad hates them or some shit. Like they have to be an adult. They can't be in this thing. But you know what I mean? Like they have to all of a sudden like have.
I'm not sure if they have to come up with that. I'm not sure, but that might have just already happened to them and they just talked about it. I'm not sure. They're like, you know what? By the way, you're cutting every like third word is cutting out. I don't know why.
Let me see if I can get some my Wi-Fi situation going on here.
All right. So. All right. I want to make sure Mirshart's coming on. You're coming on in 10, right? You're coming on in 10. So, all right. In actual MMA news, so John Jones is now kicked out of his own gym. Jackson Winklejohn said they're not. Mike Winklejohn said you can't come back to the gym until you get your life together and you stop drinking. Which I think is a good thing. I mean, it's about time, because, you know, but I think that's a big thing. Now, John Jones responded to, he was very upset about that. He said that, basically John Jones is upset about this. He says, he said a lot of things, but number one, he said he was very upset about that because, why was he upset? I'm going to say, first he addressed the fact that he never hit his fiance. So you heard what happened. His fiance was nose was bleeding and her mouth, and they took him downstairs, and then the security got called, and allegedly the kids said, please call the cops, and they took him in. It was just a fucking nightmare, right? So he says, I love how people are imagining the worst possible situation. So now it's everyone else's fault, right, in their heads and making it somehow factual. I never hit my fiance, and our daughters were woken up after our conversation. My daughters didn't see or hear us arguing. Okay, maybe that's true, but that's still not. The elephant in the room is she was bleeding. You came home. She was busted up. The cops were called. Whether or not someone saw you, like, there's all kinds of, all right, okay, fine. Then he says, then he talked about and kicked out. He said, that's really the only thing I care to, outside of that. He goes, looking forward to moving forward this without alcohol. It's the first time in my life where I'm actually ready to quit. Glad to have the support of my fiance, family, friends, and fans, which is good. I'm happy he's ready to quit. John Jones is a blessed athlete.
He has the blessing. He has the support of his fiance, whether she likes it or not, apparently.
Oh, God. I mean, but then he actually tweeted out, which he deleted afterwards. He said, he goes, my life wasn't always great, being molested as a child, losing a parent and sibling to disease as a young age. It goes on and on. I got things to deal with, which is actually, it's horrible that happened. I'm happy he's actually, you know, addressing that. I'm not sure.
Mentioned being molested as a child?
I mean, first of all, I've never heard of it. He tweeted it and then untweeted it. So he's obviously going through some shit. And he's also upset that he got kicked out of the gym too. Man, I mean, it's crazy because, you know, you always think that once you achieve your dreams, once you get the title, once you get everything, your life's going to get better. I mean, you could argue his life was better when he was 19 or when he was 20, when he's in college. I mean, this guy has everything. He's never lost. He's arguably the best fighter of all time and does not seem like a very happy guy. And obviously, you know, hopefully he does get the closure and, you know, be molested, you know, obviously sucks. It just sucks. So he has to deal with those demons. At the same time, it doesn't excuse the fact that, you know, if you did beat up your wife or your fiance and he did hit up a woman in a car, a pregnant woman, he didn't know she was pregnant and fled the scene. He did get busted with cocaine. He did get busted for, you know, going outside and shooting up the during lockdown. Like, I mean, those things, while they're probably in some way probably related to that, they don't excuse those behaviors. You can't like go out and punch a woman in the face, especially if you're married to her or anybody, and be like, oh, I was molested as a kid. You know, it's just, you can't, unfortunately, like, go to any jail, any prison, it's full of people with stories like this. And it doesn't excuse the behavior. That being said, I hope he does get help, because it's just such, it's such a shame that like, you know, and it's a shame that the guy's not happy because of all he's achieved in life. He's achieved a lot. I mean, he beat the best guys in the world, and he fucking beat them handedly.
Yeah. Then you got to sit there and go, okay, I did that. Now what's the rest of my life look like? Like, I have nothing else. You know what I mean? Like, think about these gymnasts that train their whole life to do it, to jump around a fucking mat, and then Olympics are over, and then they have to look at their stupid lives and what they dedicate their entire existence to.
That's one way to look at it, Bill. The other way is to look at it is like they've inspired millions of people. They can now coach. They can now maybe buy a house or buy a couple houses and a couple cars and retire. And they have, you think that one person can't influence a lot of people. He can. I mean, one person in a boxing ring inspires. Tyson Fury inspired a lot of people. It's just one guy in a boxing ring. You look at what he did versus like the person who cures diseases, and you're like, well, that person. But at the same time, it's, you never know who you're affecting. So I don't want to diminish what he's accomplished. But I hear you though. There's definitely that. Something else that's going on. So John Jones is that. Another one is the other big name in MMA, Conor McGregor. Have you even heard his tweets as of late?
Oh, he's so, like, yeah, again. What's that about?
So Ali Abdulaziz, who I hung out with last week, he came to the comedy show, and I like made fun of him left and right from the stage because I did a show for the UFC where fighters were telling jokes, and I was opening it and closing it. We had Chael and Henry and Dean Thomas, and it went great. And Ali Abdulaziz was one of the people that came because he, you hang out with a guy, he's a real nice guy and very respectful, very sweet. And then he gets on Twitter sometimes, and you're like, who is this person? That happens to a lot of people. A lot of people, like, yeah. There's just Twitter personas and regular personas. But so, Gordon Ryan, yeah. So Conor McGregor says, when you die, I celebrate. Which I was thinking about this. Like, in other sports, they don't have this. Like, I mean, even in football, you know, you get two guys, they don't like each other. They're shit talking, but it's not like, I'm going to celebrate your death. I guess basically, Conor McGregor tweeted out, where's Khabib's shit in his pants medal? He needed this for shit 10 rows back. I guess that's when something went on. He goes, then Ali wrote, you're drinking again, boy. He take your soul, but never give it back, punk bitch. So then Conor writes, is there inbreeding in Dagestan? He actually like asked that as a question, and he asked like Google, and they wrote, a high frequency of inbred marriages is another characteristic feature in Dagestan. The level of inbreeding is very high, being second to only the maximum of first cousins on the Fiji Islands. 29% people. I had no idea in the Fiji Islands. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
So then they go. He goes, when you die, I'm going to celebrate. And then Ali wrote, people of Dagestan are some of the best people in the world. They are honorable, hard worker, and have a lot of integrity, something you don't know about. And he goes, you mad at Google, bro? That's
what. He's pretty good at trolling. He's pretty good.
And then he goes, smell you later, shit the bus.
I've never heard that. Is that an expression, shit the bus?
I guess because he was on the bus when he came and like threw the dolly at it kind of a thing, right? Yeah, I don't even know what that even means, but so that's going on right now. I mean, McGregor and Jones, they should have their own sitcom or something or reality. It's like a race to see who can do more cocaine in 1 week. I don't understand what the fuck these guys are doing. These are the best guys in the world. I mean, one of them, Jones is, McGregor's what, top two, top three?
Is he? I feel like McGregor's kind of done. I feel like he's kicking and screaming into irrelevance right now.
But who's he losing to? He's losing to Khabib. He's losing to Poirier. He's not losing to, you know, the ninth, the 10th guy or the 15th guy. He's only losing to the best guy. He's losing to Mayweather in boxing. So, yeah.
Let's do it.
What?
When he comes back, do you think he'll get like a big fight right away?
I think he'll get Nick Diaz or somebody like that. Because I think they're going to be scared that if he loses to a guy that's like, you know, not that good or like a number nine. Let's say he loses to a guy like Beneil Dariush, which he probably would to, a number four guy, right?
Yeah.
Who's great. But he's not a name. In MMA. And MMA is a name. It's not a name. Like, you go up to someone at Starbucks, you go, who's Beneil Dariush? Nobody will know who Beneil Dariush. And then it's no disrespect to Beneil Dariush, but it's not going to. So if he loses to Beneil Dariush, people are going to go, yeah, he lost some fucking guy, you know, that I never heard of him. He lost some no name. You know, it's going to get that. So they can't do that. So yeah. If he loses to Nick Diaz, at least they'll sell millions of tickets and the hype will be good and they'll curse each other out. And
so Nick, not eight?
One of them, I'm saying. I mean, Nate or Nick. Yeah, I mean, one of the Diaz brothers. I think he's got a better shot at beating Nick right now.
Yeah.
Beating Nate, based on Nick's last fight, which was like, I mean, all I said was, I can't believe Nick Diaz quit, which he did. I mean, I didn't want him to quit, but the ref stopped it. He looked like he looked. And there was a whole fucking thread about.
They came after you.
I said that he quit. I didn't say like, oh, this guy's a pussy. He's the man. He's amazing. He's a fucking amazing fighter. One of my favorite guys. One of the toughest guys of all time. One of the best fighters that ever lived, you know, but I'm just saying what I'm looking at. Like, it's like, you can't say, what? Are we not allowed to say what's happening in front of us? Like, is that.
Was there a different thing? I can't believe he stopped fighting. Is that what you're supposed to say? Is the word quit the problem?
I don't know. I think it's 2021. I think it's just a different time where you can't say what's in front of you anymore.
No.
Like, I literally remember, like, you know, look, there were all kinds of people rioting after the George Floyd thing, right? And I remember watching TV, and there were, like, a lot of people that were black. There were white people, too, going into, like, a Foot Locker and just fucking coming out with Nike, right? And yeah. I remember telling one of my family members, like, yeah, it's crazy. Like a lot of people are right. They're like, oh, it's all the white supremacists. I saw on CNN. They said it was white supremacists. And I said, you know what? There are white supremacists rioting too and looting. But the people that I just saw on my television did not look like whites. They were not white supremacists. What?
But we do know that white supremacists like to wear blackface. So
I'm like, I did not like. Can I just say what's in front of me? Can I just say what? But it goes the other way too. People go, oh, it was like the Capitol rally. It was, you know what? It was Black Lives Matter pretending. Antifa was pretending to be the Proud Boy. I'm like, really? Like everyone now is Meryl Streep? Like they're all great actors. Everyone is such a good actor that, like, what the fuck? Can we just say what's in front of us?
I think what's happened is because now that weed is legal in so many places, people just smoke so much weed and come up with conspiracy theories about everything.
Yeah. It's just like, we just can't say what's in front of you anymore. You can't say what's in front. It's crazy. I mean, I don't know. I remember when like Fallon Fox was, she was a transgender fighter that was fighting women. And the problem was she didn't disclose she was a man. It wasn't on, but it wasn't on, and her defense, it wasn't on the thing, the forums. Like, it didn't say, were you ever, that wasn't. So she was like, you know what? I don't have to. So I could see both sides to this, but the thing was, I feel like a lot of people, or what was being said was, people were saying that they didn't know that it was anyway. Lo and behold, I made a lot of jokes about this. Not a lot, but enough jokes about it but nothing. I wasn't even picking a side. I was just saying like, oh, there's a move called the calf slicer. Hers is the cock slicer. I mean, just serious, just ridiculous jokes.
Right? silly.
Silly jokes. So somebody was like, you're being harmful to women. You're hurting women. And I'm like, I'm hurting women. What about the girl that used to be a guy that was born a man that's actually hurting women? The jokes are the problem. The eight people that liked the tweets. That's the issue here. Not the girl in the hospital who just got the shit beat out of her. Like what the fuck is going on?
The world got mad.
What?
Used to be sticks and stones. But now it's like words break your bones. You know what I mean?
It's crazy. It's like the Dave Chappelle thing. It's like Dave Chappelle is like, people want to cancel him because they're like, first of all, one of the things that's hilarious was there was a transgender showrunner of the show, Dear White People, right? She quit Netflix. She quit the show, right? But then people were like, wait, why is the show Dear White People about the black, about geared towards black people, a black audience, about how, why is a transgender show, why can't we give that,
white transgender, yeah.
Yeah, why can't, people were like, wait, this is the whole fucking sketch. This is another Chappelle sketch. we want to get Chappelle fired. I mean, it's you can't fucking write this shit.
No.
Even talking about this right now, I'm afraid someone will just fucking take a clip of it and then post it. And, luckily not enough people watch the show. So anyway, what are you going to do? Man, so Conor McGregor, so are you following the whole, where the fuck is Mearshart? Come on, man. This dude,
I think it's like a gag now. It's like Charlie Brown in the football. They just like to mess with you on a weekly basis. Yeah.
Fucking, it's crazy. At least this dude's coming. So Sean Strickland was supposed to fight Bisping. This is like Colby 3.0.
Yeah.
I even wrote a joke about Colby Covington's what happened when your mom hugs you once. Strickland's when your mom never hugs you. This dude is he's you take out the likability of Colby and you have this guy. This dude, it just fights all his training partners, everybody just – I mean, he goes off on everything. So he was supposed to fight Luke Rockhold, and Rockhold had a back injury. So then Bilal Muhammad was like, I'll fight you. He hates him. And Bilal came to my show too. He's Palestinian. He's a great guy from Chicago. He's, went to law school. Real smart guy. And it got ugly. I mean, Strickland tweeted out about him, about Palestinians, Palestine will never be a country. They need to bend the knee. They need to they lost the 6-day war. Just kept if I see you next week, it's on. I'm going to fight. I'm going to kick your ass on sight. I mean, I don't know. I feel like we have to, let's dial it back a little bit. Can we just get back to this being a sport? We don't have to insult everyone's fucking
Always have to enter it.
Yeah. I mean, this has nothing. And Bilal Muhammad didn't say anything about Sean Strickland's heritage or this. He said the guy's a piece of shit and he's a crap and he's a loogie or something. But it was nothing Sean, come on. What are we doing here? What the fuck? This guy is crazy. It's even Colby must have been what the fuck is this guy doing?
What? If Sean Strickland was Jewish, then I'm like, okay, now we got to fight. Now I get it. But he's trolling for the sake of trolling.
It's crazy. But he's won 13 fights in a row. I mean, this dude's a monster. He fights at 185. Might be, Bilal's a 170 pounder. I don't know. It might be too big for him. Be a good fight. But, geez, I mean.
As a fighter, you can't get canceled because if you win, you have to keep fighting. They have to keep fighting you. You can say whatever the fuck you want.
Know what? I feel Dana basically said, look, we're paying these guys to fight. We're not – because the problem is, once you start down that slope of, canceling people, unless the person, has, a swastika on their chest or something, or a white power or something I think crazy and insane. They're not gonna, because it's also WME. They're gonna be like, wait, what kind of product are we putting out here? But unless I think they're And I think it's good because then you're going to like have to roster, like you start going through people's tweets. It's like, you know, we're looking for the best fighters, but there has to be a point though, where you're just like, you know what? Like they have a PR person in the UFC. I'm sure they call people up and say, hey, tone it down. Like, this is just too much. So,
yeah. Oh, look who's behind you.
Yeah. My dad's here. By the way, so Gina Carano is so she got canceled from The Mandalorian. You heard about that whole thing, right?
Of course.
So now she has a new Western movie coming out that's produced by The Daily Wire.
Yes. So it's a Republican introduction, I guess.
Donald Cerrone's in it. But they got some good people involved and people with like some major credits. And so I don't know.
Democrats. Are they all? They have to be Republican to do that movie, right? Apparently, it's an unvaccinated set too. Like, they're not requiring vaccination on the set.
You have to have proof of COVID. You can't go on that set without having COVID. I mean, look, I think that everyone there should be different. You know, I don't think there should be a Republican studio and a Democratic. I think we're getting silly here. If we're doing that, I mean, there's plenty of Republican actors like Rob Lowe and Bruce Willis and
Chris Pratt.
They work all the time. And there's plenty of liberal actors like everyone else that I didn't mention. But at the same time, I think that Gina Carano is going to unfortunately realize how quickly like Daily Wire doesn't make movies. Like, I don't know. They don't know. You can't just make a movie. It's hard. It's a lot of, you really need to have people that have made movies before.
Know the name of the movie, by the way?
No, do you?
I'm pretty sure it's called Terror on the Prairie.
I don't know. I mean,
Anna.
I mean, is Gina Carano that great of an actress? I always thought she was like
terrible.
She's a terrible actress.
Yeah, Steven Soderbergh saw her and wanted to use her in an action film called Haywire, and that was supposed to be her big break. And she was just fucking awful in it. And she hasn't really worked that much since. And then Mandalorian was like her next, that was like 10 years later. And she's not great in Mandalorian either. So I don't know. I think she's awful. And watching her Carrie film is going to be like, ugh, it's going to be painful.
But I'm rooting for her. Have you ever hang out with her?
No, I'd love to.
She's really sweet. She's really cool. Like, she's a nice person. And she's shy. She's like a shy, like very kind, like sweet person. Like, she's not.
Did you fuck her back in the day? Come on.
I never fucked Gina Carano. I mean, I would have. I mean, you know, are you kidding me? If I ever had the opportunity. But she's I'm married now, but she's fucking, I mean, she's gorgeous, gorgeous girl. And she comes, I think she comes from money though, too. I think she comes from money. Cause I know her father was a football player.
Oh, really?
I'm like a pro football player, and I'm pretty sure they like own Reno. Like, I'm pretty sure her uncle was the mayor. Like, I think I feel like when you have like, I feel like the reason she said all this shit is because she had money and didn't really care. You know, like when you have like fuck you money, which I don't know if she has, but it seems like you're a lot more like, well, whatever. I mean, it's when you're like me, you're like, fuck, you're trying to get co-star roles and you need to know where fucking your rent's coming. You're like, oh, fuck, this ain't anybody. But when you're her, you're like, fuck it. She probably has millions in a bank. And like, what are they going to do? Like, I'm sure she could live the rest of her life and never have to work again. I think. I don't know. Unless she's bad with her money, but who knows?
Yeah, I probably married some rich dude too on top of it.
Yeah, I don't even know if she's married. I think she was like dating an actor at one point. I don't know. So, by the way, so I took my kid the other day to like one of these pumpkin patches, and she goes in this like big pumpkin bounce house. There's all these little kids there, and like a lot of Israeli parents, which are usually like not paying attention to their kids at all. Maybe because they're around their kids all the time. But there's anyway. So she's on with like a bunch of like different 3-year-olds and some fucking like 11-year-old kid who's like 130 pounds maybe. Just gets in and just starts like jumping in the bounce house and like falling on these kids, right? So now I'm looking around like, what the fuck? Like, it's like an Adam Sandler movie or something, right? So I'm like, hey, dude, get out, right? And he's like, woo, like just like, I don't know if he's like what's wrong with this guy? But he just did not seem like he was all there. But yes. I'm like, you have to get out. Sorry. And he was all there. But he gets out and he's like, what? I'm like, dude, this kids are 3 years old. Like, they're two. And then his dad comes over. He's like, you know, the guy's right. I'm like, what do you mean? What the fuck are you doing? Right? Like, so then the kids go to this other place. It's like this big slide. I mean, they all climb up and then they go down like a big inflatable slide, right? Another fucking like 10-year-old is, and he's this like fat kid who's like out of shape, and he's all, the kids like 2, 3 following him, and he keeps going up and getting scared and walking down, but I don't think it's like a little ladder, it's not sturdy, and his pants are falling. You can see his ass crack. And I'm worried he's just going to, like, take out, like, 4 kids on the way down. So I'm like, Violet, come here. So now we have to wait for this kid. And now everyone starts yelling at the guy in charge, this, like, stoner, like, 16-year-old kid who's, like, high as fuck. Like, just annoying.
The birthday party?
No, it's like a pumpkin patch. You know, anyone could just, like, take their kids. And I mean,
No rules at all.
And like, if you're 12, don't go on a fucking thing with 3-year-olds. Like, what are you doing? Then I'm like coaching, right? And coaching my middle school team. And one kid gets, these kids, they, you know, they get put on their back, like we're doing live wrestling, and they just wait till the whistle. Like, they're not even fighting off their back. And I'm trying to tell them, look, I care if you get put on your back, but I care a lot more if you don't try to bridge and punch through, you know?
Yeah.
You have to get off your back. And then I give a whole, like, it's not how many times you get the whole Rocky speech, you know? So then the kid, like, gets put on his back, and I look at him, he looks at me, he goes, help! I go, help! So I tell the kid, I'm like, no one's gonna help you, buddy. Like in life, like, nobody's gonna help you. It's crazy. This kid's
was he funny? Was he looking at you like, help, like I'm being silly?
Yeah. But he wasn't really saying help. But yeah, then another kid, like, dude, these kids are funny. Like, and so a lot of kids now have like their nails painted.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, hey, why'd you get your nails painted? And he's like, oh, this girl asked me to. I'm like, well, that's a good reason, you know? Like, and then the other kid goes, yeah, he's totally friend zoned. Right? So now they're like, this is just,
how old are they?
Middle school.
Middle school? Get friend zoned in middle school?
Yeah, 10, 11, and 12. Like, totally friend zoned. I go, how old?
Get friend zoned.
I was like, how old is the girl? And then the other kid goes, my girl's 21 in dog years. I was like, this is what I'm dealing with, right? Like, it's just, and then like two kids come out. One kid goes to the bathroom. The two eighth graders, right? One kid goes, he goes, can I go to the bathroom? I'm like, yeah, no problem. Another kid leaves. Can I go with them? I'm like, yeah. And they come back. I'm like, all right, you guys done making out? Like, so then everyone's laughing. But now I'm like, great, I'm gonna get fired. Like, I'm gonna
everything. Yeah. You shamed one of the kids for harassment. I mean, who knows?
But yeah, then like my dad comes with me because I'm like, hey, dad, come meet the team, you know. And then we walk into the school and I'm like, something smells like marijuana. I look over, I'm like, that's you, dad. You smell like my dad. That smells like marijuana. I'm like, I told him wait in the car. I'm like, you're gonna get these kids high. And he's like, really? You think? I'm like, yeah. Like, how much did you smoke before? Like, yeah, dude. It's like, seriously, like, this is what I'm dealing with, bro.
You gotta do sequel.
I gotta do pin. Yeah, I really do. So, all right, we got some fights this week. Loopy Gonzalez. So she fought last week. She's from Vancouver. Good fighter. I think she's like 5-0. She won. She kicked the crap out of the girl she fought last week. Is now fighting again this week.
That's crazy to me.
1 week turnaround.
I've never heard of that before. I've heard like 3 weeks, but 1 week.
Yeah, 1 week.
Wow.
I mean, I don't hate it. I mean, back in the day, they fought 3 times in 1 night.
It's so true. Round robin.
Leon Edwards is fighting Masvidal. Man, I mean, what a turn of events, because Masvidal, when he beat Ben Askren in 6 seconds, was on top of the world. I mean, literally, he became an instant star, celebrity. It was like guy that came from Kimbo Slice's backyard all the way to knocking out Ben Askren. And when he threw that three-piece combo on Leon, remember that was in England? He confronted him and they just like hit him three times and he was like online or something. It was backstage. Yeah. Everyone was like, yeah, Masvidal would fucking kill him. But now, 2 years later, 3 years later, whatever it is, Edwards is the favorite. And everyone's leaning towards Edwards, actually, based on the fact that Masvidal, but we look at Masvidal and I think he maybe like when he went all in on for Trump, I think he lost some people there. Although, look, anybody who's from Cuba or Cuban, they're Trump people.
Cubans are all Trumpers for sure because they hate the country.
And you know what? I can't blame them, a lot of these people. And they're coming from a different perspective, you know?
Yeah.
I think a lot of them are saying, I think Hector was telling me that, like, which I didn't know, that Obama, it used to be like, basically, if you landed here from Cuba, as soon as you touched soil, you were like free. It was like, you were now a citizen. It was like, yeah. Which I thought was a crazy rule, but I'm like, well, what if you're like a foot away? But I guess Obama changed that. So now, if you get here, you get sent back.
Obama did a lot of that that people forget. Like, he did some anti-immigration shit that people just, for some reason, they forget that he was anything other than Jesus, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, the world is nuts right now. So anyway, that being said, I think after he got knocked out by Usman the second time, I feel like the first time, I think people gave him a little bit of leeway. He took the fight on like 1 week notice and Fight Island, lost 23 pounds in like a week, whatever it was. The second time when he got knocked out was like people, I think he lost a lot. But that being said, he lost to the champ, a guy who's looked unbeatable. So we don't even know how good Masvidal is right now because that could have happened to anyone. And that's the number one guy that beat him. He didn't lose to the number 15 guy or the 30 guy. He lost to the champ.
Yeah, exactly.
MMA fans are like, man, I've never – it's like football fans, you lose a game and people don't just like dismiss your entire season.
Yeah. But do you think – here's a question, Adam. When someone gets knocked out in a fight, don't you think they never fully come back?
I used to think that, but then I saw like –
like tap out. I mean like knocked unconscious. I feel like they never come back with the same confidence.
I used to think that, but then you got guys like Arlovsky who like got knocked out like three or four times in a row and went on like a 9-fight winning streak. Like Ryan Bader was a guy who got knocked out by Anthony Johnson. I mean, Johnson knocked out Glover Teixeira pretty quick. He's fighting for the title. So I used to think that, but now, I mean, look at Aldo getting knocked out by Conor McGregor. I mean, he seemed to come back. I mean, he didn't come back to the same Aldo he was before, but So Chad Mendes getting knocked out by Frankie Edgar. So I used to think that when guys get knocked out, but I don't think that anymore. A lot of it's probably how much they recover, what's their recovery time, and this and that. So, but yeah, I mean, Robbie Lawler is a guy that got like stopped a lot early, or not a lot, but I mean, he went on. So yeah, it's crazy. This week.
Odds with him and Leon.
I think it's I don't know the exact odds, but I do know that Leon is the favorite, which is I think if I had to put money down, I'd put on a Leon. I mean the guy's he dominated Nate Diaz, but then he lost that last 10 seconds, that last minute, which was like, oh, that fucking killed me. That killed me. And I talked to a guy
his ego in the way because Nate had a point at him. He was wobbling, and they like sat there and pointed at him. I'm like, if he went in for the kill, it would have been over.
I think that, but then I asked my a friend of ours who's good friends with Nate Diaz, who trains with Nate Diaz, and he said that Diaz couldn't see him because he had so much blood in his eye, he couldn't see how hurt he had him. That's what he's going with. And I feel like Nate Diaz wouldn't lie. I feel like the Diaz brothers are in case the others are very street smart. Like people don't realize there's like book smart and there's street smart. I'll give you an example. Like I make fun of people all the time. A lot of times I'll text them the joke to let them know. Or I'll be like, I'll wish someone a happy birthday or something. Or like I'll try to get in good graces if I make a joke about them. So Nate Diaz, I said something like he got injured or he, something happened. Nate got injured. He got like busted for weed. Something happened where he got, and I said, hey man, sorry that like you got busted for weed. It's bullshit or something. This is nonsense. And then right away he goes, he screenshotted my joke. He goes, this is pretty funny. So he knew that the only reason that I fucking, which is not true, I was number one, but I'm like, you know, I wear a lot of hats here. But he knew right away that if I said something to him, he knew I wrote a joke about it. Like, he just knew it. Him and Alex Bond are two guys that knew that. Like, Nate's a pretty fucking savvy dude.
Yeah.
I mean, they might not be the most articulate people, and neither am I, but they might not be the most verbose people or have the best vocabulary, but they know people. They know, like, instinct. They know, they don't lie. They know when someone's full of shit. They got a pretty good read on people. So even when like Nate Diaz like fought Brendan Schaub, almost gonna fight with him backstage, there was something about Schaub that was rubbing him the wrong way. Like, Nate's a guy that like he could detect bullshit, and the same with Nick. I think that's why people like him so much. There's people like that. Like, they're not they can't enunciate or whatever, yada yada, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're not brilliant people or smart people or well, they have a really high, you know, different kinds of IQs. I mean, how many people do we know that like, I mean, the best people, the people that I know that did the best in school are not the richest people.
No. No, I feel like almost everyone I've worked for in my life is a dropout.
I mean, you went to Princeton, right?
Yeah.
I mean, do the guys who scored the highest in Princeton, are they the richest people?
No, but like I worked for Tucker Max. He was a dropout. Jamie Masada never went to fucking college. I worked for Jeremy Piven, Jamie Kennedy. I worked for them. They never fucking went to college.
There's a lot of that. I mean, a lot of people like, you know, you got these guys like Russell Simmons. I don't know where he went, you know, people or people that went to average colleges like Hofstra or whatever, or it's just a matter of whether or not they're just good with instincts, good with business, street smart. They have people like them, likability. And other times people that are like, you know, people get burned out also, you know, your whole life, you're wanting to get A's and A pluses and this and that, you get to a point where you're like, fucking get me out of here.
Just because you go to Princeton doesn't make you smart at all. There are so many idiots, namely me, but there are a lot more people that are even dumber than me at Princeton, believe me. They had like a rich father, their dad donated a wing to the school or some bullshit, or they were on scholarship too. You know, they needed like the one good football player for the team. So there's dumb people everywhere.
So this week, Aspen Ladd, who people are very mad about because she missed weight by 4 pounds. She blamed it on her period, but it was like the fourth or fifth time. Then she got into it with Misha Tate. Misha said, you're lying. You tried to cheat on the scale. I like Misha a lot. She doesn't give a shit. I like mommy Misha too, because she's like a whole different Misha. Like, she doesn't care anymore. She's fighting Norma Dumont, also who's 6-1. She's from Brazil. She has a win over Felicia Spencer, win over Ashley Evans, lost to Megan Anderson. Megan Anderson hits really hard. I think people don't realize how hard she hits. She's obviously not an elite fighter, but the girls she's lost to have been like Amanda Nunes. I mean, she lost to a couple other ones, but she's a hard hitter. So if she would have landed on Nunes, she might have knocked Nunez out. She just never landed.
We are back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back on for another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. Who doesn't love football? I love football. So head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use promo code CLNS50 to receive your bonus. From football, basketball, boxing, or onto your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
A guy who has been, you know, at it. He's been working his ass off. He's a guy that I met him as, and I knew him, his older brother was the big guy. He came from Nigeria. And he's a dude that just was in Bellator. He got cut by Bellator. It wasn't fair. He went like 7-2 in Bellator.
You say a lot of him, it's just like
he had a great record in Bellator, and then he got cut for some reason. I don't know why he got cut. Back, I believe you fought MVP, right? Didn't you fight MVP in Bellator? No.
No, I didn't. They wanted to fight at some point, but it never was.
He should have. Well, in my mind, he beat MVP, even though they never actually fought. In my mind, he fought him and won. So he finally got on the contender. He got on the contender a couple weeks ago, and Bill, they were building up his opponent. They were like all about his opponent. His opponent's going to win. He's the best. He's undefeated. They were looking at this guy like he's a journeyman. And after the first round, all of a sudden they were like, you know, Kitty has fought some of the best guys in the world, and they were all of a sudden that story went a lot different, and he won, and he finally got the UFC contract. I'm so proud of this guy. Chicky Bang, how are you, man?
Thank you, man. I'm good, bro. I'm good. How you been?
I've been good. So I knew you were living in Vegas. You were banging all kinds of girls. They were white. They were Filipino. They were black women. You were going crazy. Then you moved to Dallas. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah, your Wi-Fi is amazing, by the way. Thank God your striking is better than your Wi-Fi. So, what happened?
Are you still
in my hamstrings? In December?
Yeah. Chitty, Bill.
Chitty Wi-Fi.
It's called Chitty Wi-Fi. So why did you move to Dallas?
Oh, man.
I think, okay.
Yeah.
Just sit by the...
I didn't intentionally...
All right, I'm going to answer his questions. What happened was I got three girls pregnant in Vegas, and I had to get out. So I moved to Dallas because I figured – okay, now that wasn't the answer. So what – yes, hello?
Yeah, all right, my bad. Now, I popped both my hamstrings back in December. I was running sprints, and so I was like, I ain't going to fight no time soon. So while I heal up, I was figured I might as well just come back and just kick it with the family and shit. And then so while I was out here, I just started teaching. And then we started training. And then I started putting like a training schedule together. I had a few people that would also do MMA out here just get together. And we all just got done training right now. And then I just kind of figured like, shit, I could stay out here. I could stay out here and train and then just go back to Vegas for camp. And it all just kind of worked out.
Now, are you at Fortis with those guys, all those monsters over there?
No. I'm at my original gym at Saxon Janjuros. I'm playing them. But a few of the guys from Fortis used to train over here.
When did you get the call from the UFC, and how did that happen?
I got the call for the contender. In June. Like, I was supposed to fight in June or something. Last year, June. And it just got pushed all the way back to September. So I've been known for a good amount of time. I think I found out about it like in February. Wow. So I've known about it for a really long time. And then it got pushed back a lot. And then finally I got to fight. And boom, got the contract.
Did you think after the fight you were going to get the contract?
I wasn't too sure, but you know how that shit goes, man.
Yeah.
It's all politics at the end of the day, but fuck it.
I was so happy for you, man, because like I just know how hard you work. I mean, you're a guy, you're 20 wins, 7 losses, you know, huge win by elbows. That was amazing. That third round, you know, you beat Christian Torres. But before that it was you fought Rafael Carvalho, which John Salter, you beat Cato, you fought Koreshkov. In 2017, you beat Melvin Gallard. I mean, Ricky Rainey. Like you've been around forever. Did you ever think to yourself, like, maybe this is not going to work?
Oh, plenty of times, bro. Plenty of times. Like. But this is kind of like me giving it like one last run, and I was like, if I just put everything into this shit, we'll see where it goes. But you know how it is, man. I was young. I was out in Vegas. I was fucking up a lot and doing all kinds of wild shit. And I just thought maybe if I just straighten up, see how far I could take this. And if it doesn't work out there, then fuck it. But
all right, let's talk about some of that. What's some of the wild shit you were doing?
Wild shit.
Just nothing, man. Just a lot of partying, bro.
I mean, a lot of we do a lot of drugs, like coke, weed, strippers, porn stars.
A lot of partying, man.
Is your voice always like that, or did you get that from smoking a lot of weed? You gotta be honest.
I think it's always been deep, but the raspy shit came from like just bad weight cuts, losing my voice, and doing it back to back and fucking up. I didn't take care of myself, man. Like, I'll be honest with you.
Voice like that.
So his trainer in Vegas is a guy named One Kick Nick. This guy is like 50-something or maybe even 60. He's shredded. The guy's got like a 12-pack. He's into every shady thing you can imagine. He had a strip club that was paying girls with cryptocurrency. He always has a girl there that looks like she got out of like a porn shoot, like beautiful, big tits, like ass, you don't know. And this guy's like had like 120 Muay Thai fights, but like, he's just the weirdest, you don't know what the fuck. And he runs like his own private gym in Vegas. And then he recruits guys like the Inja Gulani brothers. He had Bill Baroni at one point. I think he had John Fitch. The guy's name
is Bonner, Stephen Bonner.
Where did you find that guy? Like, what's up with that guy? Because he comes to my show, he's the nicest guy, but I'm like, there's always like some weird shit going on. Like a girl that does not look like, no disrespect to One Kick Nick, but damn. I mean, tell me, am I lying?
Man. One kick's deep. He's Vegas Raiders, bro. He's different. And this is different out there, bro. He ran most of the strip clubs out there for years, bro. So you go to any spot and you just drop his name. They're like, oh, all right.
But is he like part of the Sons of Anarchy? Like, what is that? Like, he drives a motorcycle. I mean, this is like the coolest human being I've ever seen in my life. And he hangs out with fighters and like chicks that I can't even like look at these girls. Because, like, the girl he brought to my show, her tits were out to here. She has that look. And you know what I'm saying, Bill? You ever see a chick that's like, I'm putting nothing on there because I don't want to, like, flirt or I don't want to give her, like, make eye contact because I'll be calling her, like, web.
If you got to pay her or not.
Who is that? Who are those women? And Stephen Bonner's involved with them somehow. It's a crazy shit, Bill. You got to meet One Kick Nick in Vegas.
He's probably the most interesting person you ever meet. I think he went on tour with Gerardo. He was like his bodyguard, so he did all that shit.
Wait, Rico Suave?
Yeah. I like the height of his career. Nick was his bodyguard.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he came to the gym one day, and him and my brother were like fucking pop locking and shit.
Dude, his brother, by the way, Anthony Jaguani, nicest guy ever, has a beautiful girlfriend whose mom is hot. Like, the mom was a fight. The mom was a fighter. Like, I thought he was dating the mom, and then he was like, "Oh, that's the daughter he was dating." And then they came to the show, and I talked about wanting to like bang the mom. And the mom was like one of the OG fighters back in the day.
Yeah, she was like, on Fight Girls. That show, Fight Girls.
She was on the show, Fight Girls. Yeah.
Yeah, like Master Tidy and all that.
So, are you getting good sparring in Plano, Texas?
Yeah. I got a few of the homies. A lot of striking, a lot of Muay Thai. Like I said, I'm back in my old gym, so a lot of it's a lot of stand up sparring that I needed to like get back to my roots and shit. But I got a few of the homies that are good at Jiu Jitsu, and they come in and they're always more than willing to help me out. So I get good work out here. Good. But I still got to go to One Kicks and Sergio's. So I'll be driving back and forth. I'm out here for 2 weeks, now I'm out in Vegas for a week. I come back out in Dallas.
Driving from Texas to Vegas?
Yes, bro.
How far is that drive?
17 hours.
You don't want to fly?
It's just easier because once I get out there, I got to rent a car. And it's like, fuck, if I'm going to be doing this for a week, two times a month, it just starts adding up.
So the fight to me. Now, do you know Aspen Ladd or Norma Dumont?
I can't say that dude, man.
All right. Do you know Carlos Felipe versus Andre Arlovski?
I know Andre Arlovski. I know that guy.
All right, so we're picking him. Do you know Eric Gonzalez versus Jim Miller?
Jim Miller, I know him.
Okay, great. This is, all right. Julian Marquez, you train with him, right?
No.
Oh, he's in Vegas. All right, he's fighting the first Hell's Ninja, Jordan Wright. So that's the U. And then, all right, so those are the U. And Andrew Sanchez versus Bruno Silva. Do you know those guys?
No, I don't.
All right, there we go. Well, that's our picks for the week. Bellator. we have Nemkov. You know Nemkov, right?
No.
The guy, that's who he's picking, basically.
Wait, do you even watch fighting? Nemkov's the guy that fucking beat Phil Davis. He's the guy that beat Ryan Bader.
He's the Russian guy.
Yeah, the Russian guy, you racist. All right, he's fighting Julius Anglicas. You know him?
No.
All right. No. All right, Ryan Bader versus Corey Anderson.
Let's go.
All right, who wins
Corey
that
Anderson. Fight? I'm going with the black guy.
All right, Brent Primus versus Ben Henderson.
I go with Ben.
Why?
Because I know him.
You know Brent Primus. He's the guy that fought Michael Chandler when Chandler broke his ankle.
Oh, shit. Oh, that'll be a good fight.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's a good fight. I'll still go with Ben. Yeah.
Okay. All right, and Bellator, we got next week, we got Fedor versus Tim Johnson in Russia.
Fedor's fighting still?
Yeah, in Russia against Tim Johnson.
Well, I go with Fedor every time, shit.
Even though Tim Johnson, you know Tim, right? He's a guy that used to be an Uber driver and a stripper, and he was a bouncer at a strip club, and then he made it to the UFC, and then he got cut. He was 7-1. They lost to Chet Congo in 6 seconds, came back, and beat Congo, and he beat some other guy that they were touting high, a bunch of other guys. You know who that guy is. Tim, he changed over at Extreme Couture.
Did he just recently beat Congo?
No, he just recently lost to a really good fighter. He lost to Valentin Moldovsky, but he beat Matt Mitrione, beat Terrell Fortune.
Okay.
Yeah. He beat Congo right before that. All right, so then we got UFC Fight Night. Paulo Costa versus Marvin Vettori.
That's a funny fight. It's like the same person. I go with Paulo.
Bill?
Yeah, okay. Costa.
Why?
Because I think he's got a chip on his shoulder. He's a man with a vengeance plan. So
have you ever seen Marvin Vettori, that fucking psychopath? I mean, he's like... He's got the most chips on his shoulder. All the chips are on his shoulder, that guy. He was fighting guys in, hotel lobbies and stuff. Remember? He almost fought for lava. All right. So then that's the big one there. And then a couple other guys are fighting. Then PFL Championships. Kayla Harrison versus Taylor Guardado.
I'll go with Taylor.
No, Kayla Harris is like an 18-1. She's like a 2-time Olympic gold medalist in judo. She's a. I don't even. Is this really Chitty Bang or is this like a? Did we get the other clone version or something?
Bro, I don't watch any fights, man.
How come you do? You don't like watching it or what?
I don't know. I'm just not.
Do you?
I've been doing this since I was 10. Say it again.
Yeah.
Do you ever hook up with UFC female fighters? You don't have names. But you ever have relations?
Nah, man. Nah, man.
That is complete bullshit. Come on. Chitty Bang? Your name, you have Bang in your name. Really?
It's only for fighting, man.
Oh, good for you, man. Now, do you have a girlfriend or a wife or what?
Nah, I'm single.
Oh,
I'm married to the gang.
You must be. Now, as a Plano, is it mostly Mexican chicks?
Plano? I think Plano's full of white girls.
Yeah, you probably got a bunch of suburban housewives who want
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, come on. You, I mean, just like good-looking Nigerian fighter. You must be cleaning up out there, right? I mean, is it crazy or what?
I keep to myself, man. I go to the gym and I go home. I don't fuck with nobody.
Who do you go home with?
I go home with my dog.
All right, we got Jan Błachowicz versus Glover Teixeira.
Glover.
Why?
Oh, shit, that's for the belt.
Yeah.
You going to go against Polish Power? Polish Power?
I'll go with Glover.
Bill?
I'm going with Jan.
Why?
Polish Power.
I mean, Glover's got to be like 60 years old, but he keeps getting better.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't understand it. Like, I thought Anthony Smith had him. I'm like, oh, it's not going to. It's crazy. The guy, like, peaked at, like, 45.
Jan's going to look, he always wins.
Yeah, another guy. It's like the same fighter.
Sure. Also on that chart,
Corey Sanhagen versus Peter Jan.
Oh, that should be a good fight. I think I'll go with Sanhagen.
Why?
I don't know. I like his style. I like his shark.
I like his shorts.
According to Aljamain Sterling, Sanhagen's going to win easily, like first round, which is crazy because, you know, Aljamain beat Sanhagen really easily, and Jan was beating Aljamain before the knee to the head. So for him to say that, that's weird. But, I mean, that's what he thinks. Dan Hooker is taking on Islam Makhachev. Islam is what's the name's friend? Khabib's friend that he's like 15-1. He's just been killing.
Oh, everybody. Yeah, that guy. I'll go with him.
Yeah.
Wait, who's he fighting?
Dan Hooker.
Yeah, I'll go with him.
Yeah, me too. You?
Yeah, Islam. You got to go with the Dagestanis.
And then UFC 268, Usman versus Covington. Madison Square Garden, November 6th.
Usman. Usman, really? All day, every day. Fuck yeah.
Why is that?
Well, probably because he's Nigerian, but. Man, skill for skill, though, I'll go with Usman.
Bill?
Look, if I said Covington, I sound like the biggest racist. So I have to say Usman.
Let's go.
I mean, it's going to be a great fight. They're so evenly matched, those two.
Yeah.
I think that Usman has is more power. But I would say Colby when it comes to cardio, but we never see Usman get tired. Jiu-jitsu, it's pretty much the same, and wrestling is the same.
Usman's been looking better every fight, too. So.
But so is Colby.
True.
So it's really like who has a better night, right? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And now, Madison Square Garden, are they rooting for Usman, you think, or Colby? Bill?
I think in New York City, they're going to root for Usman. It's a blue city.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But what about New Jersey and Staten Island and Long Island? So it depends how.
That is.
What?
There's gonna be a fight in the garden, I think.
Did you see that recently when at the NASCAR event they were yelling "fuck Joe Biden," like they were chanting it, and you could hear "fuck Joe Biden," and then the announcer on NBC was like, "they're chanting we love Brendan," and it was like,
"let's go Brendan."
Yeah, let's go. And like, who was there? Even a guy named Brendan there? Was that the guy's name?
No, she's just stupid. That's like, what they were
saying. Let's go Brendan.
But now at a Republican convention stuff, apparently they chant "Let's go Brandon" as like code for
fuck Biden.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! All right, so Rose Namajunas versus Zhang Weili. Zhang Weili is training her wrestling with Henry Cejudo. Henry said her wrestling's really good now. Chitty Bang, who wins this one?
Rose.
You think why?
Every time, I don't know. I think maybe her movement throws people off and shit.
Yeah.
And also, he's not a goddamn communist.
All right, we're not going to get into that right now. So Justin Gaethje versus Michael Chandler. This is one of those fights that looks so good on paper. It's got to disappoint everybody. They're gonna stare at each other. I mean, it's like there's no way this is not going to be an amazing fight unless it's like one punch and somebody goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do we like in the chat?
I don't think Gaethje's able to produce a shitty fight, man.
Right?
I'm going to go with Gaethje for this one.
Bill?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Gaethje.
I always got to go with Chandler because of his story, man. He just seems like a nice guy. I have to go with the guy that I like.
He also adopted a beautiful black baby. Chitty, we're not gonna. That doesn't win you over. Nothing on that one.
Hey man, now I'm on the fence, bro. He's about to just change, bro.
I think they got mad at him because for Black History Month they like put that. They focused on that and not any of the other black fighters. They're like Michael. people were like, all right, come on, this is ridiculous. So Frankie Edgar versus Marlon Vera. Also on this card.
I'm always rooting for Frankie.
Right. I mean, you can't. I feel like if you don't root for Frankie, you're not a good person. And then finally, Max Holloway versus Yair Rodriguez. That's November 13th.
What was his last fight?
It's been a while, right? Was that against the Korean Zombie, I think? It was that long ago?
Shit. Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Was it Jeremy Stevens? He hasn't fought since Jeremy Stevens. That was in 2019.
Shit, I'm gonna go with Max. Yeah.
All right. You, Bill?
Max, for sure.
Yeah, I gotta go with the Hawaiian.
Right?
Yeah, you have to. You have to. Those are the big upcoming fights. There's actually, you know, and then Amanda Nunes versus Juliana Pena. They're saying in December. I'm pulling for Pena on that one. I am. It's gonna be.
Every double, she can pull it off.
If she can pull it off, I will run around my house screaming like a little like I will. That'll be Christmas. I love Juliana. Yeah. She's a legit friend. She's dope.
I hung out with her once. She's dope.
Yeah, she's good. She's good people. All right, so Chitty Bang is single, ladies. Okay, and I know. Are you one of those guys that if girls come work out, I take your class? You like give them free lessons, and then like by the third one, you're like they're doing face squats.
Just in the middle of the mat.
Yeah.
No. You got to pay up front, baby.
Oh, okay. So it's happening, but you have to pay you for that. Got it.
So the face squats is extra.
Got it. Well, listen, Chitty, thank you for coming on the podcast. I am so happy for you, man. You're a guy that you've worked so hard. I know you say you party and stuff, but I've only known you as a hard worker. Every fight you showed up to, you came to fucking, it's a war. You finally got in the UFC. Not that being in Bellator wasn't awesome, because it is. It's amazing. But the fact that you can say that you were in the UFC and Bellator and the LFA. Like, good job, man. Keep it up.
Thank you.
I'll see you next time I go either go to Vegas or Texas. Are you ever going to go to Dallas? Because Bill lives in Dallas. Bill has a baby. By the way,
every once in a blue moon, you have someone who's really cool I want to party with. But it's just like, you know.
By the way, you're a baby mama who's beautiful, has been showing pictures of her breastfeeding and on Instagram. And I don't want to look. Because I feel like maybe I shouldn't be, but you can see nipple. Like, have you told her? Is this to get you back home or something? What's going on?
I have no idea. She shows nipple.
A little bit of nipple.
Someone's gonna get a phone call tonight. Let me tell you that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I live in Dallas. I just train and play now. But yeah, I'm always on the kicker, man. Probably I don't drink anymore. It's been like a year since I drank. I quit that too.
Good. You see,
been drinking.
Cool. Well, thank you, Chitty, and take care, brother.
Take care, man.
Be good. Yeah. That was Chitty Bang. Nice guy. So anyway,
when people are honest about the women, it means like they're just bombarded by it.
Number one, yeah. I feel like with him is like how I feel like comedy. Like, what do you think of that comic? I don't know. Like, did you see his special? No, I didn't see his special. No, I don't care. Like, if I'm not on the show, I don't care about it. I hate to say it.
Okay. His shit. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you didn't see your baby mama, by the way.
Was this real?
Yeah, it was like It was like last week, and I like wanted to like it, but then I didn't want to like. Yeah. I mean, is that
she likes,
no. What?
You have my permission to like it because she definitely likes it. She gets mad if I don't look at her Instagram stories. I'm like, I don't look at anyone's stories, but okay.
Well, it is your baby mama, dude. I mean, no offense. I mean, if other people, I would say, yeah, you probably shouldn't look. But I think that you should. Hold on. Let me see. What does her first name start with again?
It starts with a J.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me see. I know. I'm going to go J. Anyway. I'll find it. I'll send you the post of your baby mama with her nipple out. Anyway, listen, guys, thank you guys so much. Bill, have a great week. You're the best. And take care, guys. Bye-bye.